Knit one, purl two is no longer the innocuous phrase it used to be. Since September 11th, even knitting needles have come under suspicion. If you like to knit on planes or in public places like stadiums, your life too has changed. Knitting needles are not being allowed on many flights and have been confiscated at large public events. Mima Spadola is a documentary producer who has had to give up knitting on flights. She joins us from an editing room in New York City.
Well, I had heard stories from other knitters, and so I knew that the knitting needles just weren't allowed on flights, and so I called ahead on the last flight that I took, which was last week, and I tried to be incredibly friendly with the flight representative and said, I'm a knitter, is there any way I can bring my work on board? And she said, absolutely not, it will be confiscated. So I didn't press. I certainly understand, and certainly this is, one of the very smallest things that we all have to worry about. But I know a lot of knitters who, knit to get over the fear of flying. I knit to get over the fear of waiting for delayed flights. And what that means is that even though I, got there 2 hours in advance for my flight, I couldn't knit while I was waiting. And for some reason, I can't read while I'm waiting, but I can knit while I'm waiting. So I didn't have that, sort of the joy of knitting for 2 hours waiting for my, then delayed flight.
You know, why can't you just use plastic needles?
Oh, you obviously don't knit.
Yep. Hit that nail on the head.
plastic needles just, they're not my thing. I like to knit with metal needles, and it completely changes the gauge of the knitting, so it would result in a totally different outcome, and I would have a weirdly misshapen sweater if I switched from metal to plastic just for my flight. And then the other thing is, what if they decide that plastic needles are a threat? Although I went to a knitting convention recently, and women were talking about sort of different kinds of needles that they were working with in order to get them onto planes. But there were also sort of stories about, people having the knitting seized from their bags, the needles torn out, sweaters, midway finished being, sort of destroyed. So,
well, have you been doing more knitting at home then, and kind of avoiding large places just so you can do your knitting?
On the night of the 11th, I went over to a friend's house and gathered with a bunch of friends and watched the news endlessly, and I also brought my knitting. So, I think it's been a source of comfort, and I've actually heard rumors that sales of wool and all of that have gone up. There's undeniably a comforting feeling whether I'm at home or on the subway. So, and no one has looked at me strangely on the subway. I don't think they fear me and my knitting needles.
So what are you knitting now anyway?
I'm knitting oddly striped leg warmers as we speak.
And why are they oddly striped?
Oh, they're a little ugly. They're and they're a little strange.
What color?
They're pink and they're yellow and they're blue and they're purple and they're orange and they're green.
Psychedelic.
And they're weird.
Mima Spadola, knitter and documentary producer. Thanks, Mima.
Thanks, Lisa.